I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. It's time once again for another Healthier Together Thursday update with our friends at the Superior Health Foundation. Today, we get a grant cycle update with Nikki Bates.
We have a deadline for our equipment grants and for our UP Health Impact grants, which we have had. We made them. We had four deadlines this year instead of two, trying to give people more opportunities to apply instead of, oh, it's April and you missed the deadline. Sorry, you have to wait until next February. We wanted to make sure that we were giving people some good opportunities. So we're looking at projects that are helping organizations build capacity, which looks like a lot of different things. Like Baycliff Summer Camp, for instance, got a grant from us to buy a bunch of equipment to do their own first aid training. They have a lot of staff who need to be trained in first aid, and then going out and finding someone to do it, paying for the classes. It was a huge imposition on the organization, and now they're able to do it in-house.
So you mentioned equipment grants. Obviously, that seems kind of self-explanatory to a point, but these are organizations that need some physical hands-on gear and stuff to do some programs, right?
Absolutely. That kind of thing. Yeah. And so that might look like accessibility equipment to help people who have mobility challenges access a public space. It might look like, you know, like Baycliff buying some equipment, or a nonprofit clinic is able to buy, you know, NMU received a concussion testing plate for their concussion clinic, that sort of thing.
And the other one was what? You have a couple of them? You said?
Yeah, UP Health Impact Grant. So that's our I call that our Big Kahuna grant program. And so that has a higher, it's a $75,000 grant program, so a higher request amount. And those look like a lot of different things. One we've had recently was, Ironwood, the hospital there lost their labor and delivery unit. And so Gogebic Community College trains EMS professionals. And so they said, hey, we're considering that maybe a lot more people are going to be giving birth in the back of an ambulance. And they got a grant from us to train their people on how to assist with a birth with it when there's no doctor there.
It never ceases to amaze me where these grants wind up.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, who would have, I mean... we realize that this virus that happened at the hospital out there, but we don't hear a whole lot about the potential picking up the slack.
Yeah, and that's something that, I mean, we are super grateful for, right? You know, we are an organization that gives money away, but it's the Baycliffs and the Gogebic Community Colleges that are hearing us on the radio and learning that they could apply for a grant and knowing that they have these big issues on the horizon and working to solve them.
You mentioned that you had deadlines now that are coming up. So can people still get in a grant? Okay, so and what are the deadlines?
Absolutely, they can. The last deadline for the year is September 9th. After that, we won't have another grant until early 2027. And you start by going to our website, which is superiorhealthfoundation.org, and you'll schedule either a call with me or you can send me an email about your project idea and we'll take it from there.
And we were talking about this too earlier, about this is one of the cool things about your conversation with us is we always learn something new.
Yeah.
If you are in an organization that you don't know if you qualify, that's why you're there.
Absolutely. Yeah. And any organization that's a nonprofit qualifies. That could be 501c3, that could be governmental, tribal, schools and fire departments and police departments, things all fall under that as well. But yeah, always reach out.
The website again for folks to check out.
SuperiorHealthFoundation.org.
That's Nikki Bates with the Superior Health Foundation. With a look at what's happening in our community for Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelaw.